the original. You never lose what you give. You never lose what you give because it keeps on extending itself. It doesn't end. So you got good coming back to you for things you did a long time ago that you don't even remember. Mm-hmm. There are people you helped and blessed that you don't even remember. And you have all the blessings from that blessing that you've forgotten headed back towards you. And it's going to reach you whether you remember you gave it or not. But the reason why we're being taught is so that when it shows up, we will recognize it and not destroy it. Mm-hmm. So we are really in correct response training. We long past that level of consciousness. It's all about us thinking we need to understand everything. We're on a level of consciousness now that's about, show me how to receive it. Anybody else there? I'm not on the, anybody else on show me how to receive it level of consciousness?
Show me.
See, and look around the room. Check it out. Now, I made a tremendous shift in consciousness yesterday evening. And so whenever I make a shift in consciousness, my class shifts. So I was curious to see who was going to be here today. So thank you. And then there's some more people on this level that's going to come in, fill up, join us. Now the price we'll have to pay is that, because everybody else is equal innocent wherever they are who aren't here. They're where they should be. You see what I'm saying? But when I shift, my reality shift, whatever you shift, everybody don't go with you.
Well, I'm here today.
And you know what the cool part is? Even if you weren't here, you would still be getting just as blessed. Yeah. See, that's the part I like. I like this no loss thing. Yeah. That's what turns me on about the course. It's like, I'm sorry. Everybody wins.
When you have a shift in consciousness, is that like you have an epiphany that sort of bumps you up to another level? I mean, do you have a realization or an experience to bring you into awareness or...
Yeah, I took an idea that I had been hearing about and studying about, and I applied it.
What a concept.
Wasn't that a concept? I know. And every time I apply the truth,
it works.
It's so deep. So then I have the conviction that it works because it worked. And so that puts you on another level of consciousness, which is the same as saying another level of certainty. Because certainty is knowledge, and knowledge never changes. You can always depend on it. What's not real changes, and that's why you'll never be trapped in any situation you're in. You'll never be trapped in any situation that you're in, because it is a law of God that everything here changes until it changes into complete love. And then when it changes into complete love, it doesn't change anymore. It just expands. So the next level of consciousness after changing is expanding. So when you're born, you change. And then when you die, you expand. Because you're no longer inside that little body. So when you die, you expand. And don't be trying to lose weight. You start to expand and then try to go to Jenny Craig or the heaven or something. I'm expanding. Lord knows you're only fashionable in spiritual reality if you weigh 102 pounds of spirit.
Okay.
Look, okay, so everything in this world is little because it is a world made out of littleness. You made your world out of littleness because you have the strange belief that littleness can content you. As soon as you're satisfied with little, then you make a world of littleness for yourself. As soon as you become satisfied with fear, worry, anxiety, and lack, then you create a world made out of littleness. So if you want to get out of a world of littleness, don't be satisfied with being little. So your dissatisfaction is protecting you.
Yes.
Because you're not letting yourself be satisfied with too little. So the only thing you ought to remember out of what I said is, don't be satisfied with what's little.
Yeah.
I got one to add to that one. This is really good. It's so good it blanked out of my mind. It's blanked out of my mind twice. I tried to remember it twice in the last minute, and it kept going out of my mind. It's the one that says the thought that what I said that was your dissatisfaction is protecting you. Notice that one went right out of it, because then that would make our dissatisfaction okay. And then it would disappear because I'm not opposing it anymore. So Course in Miracles is so beautiful that it just gave you a purpose for your dissatisfaction that would free you of it. I'll say it again. First of all, don't be satisfied with littleness. Don't be satisfied with the things that make you unhappy. But understand that the littleness is just what you are offering yourself instead of what you could be offering and receiving. You're giving this littleness to yourself when you could be giving greatness to yourself. Everything in this world that you're in right now is little because it was made out of your belief in littleness and thinking that staying little is going to satisfy you. So your problem is coming from thinking that being satisfied with little will content you. Like people say, where do my problems come from? They come from being satisfied with too little. So your dissatisfaction is actually keeping problems away from you. Your dissatisfaction is keeping problems away from you.
Cool.
Because it's right there in the page. It's thinking I can be satisfied with what's little. He says that's what made the world of littleness. So being satisfied with a relationship that you know isn't satisfying, to be satisfied with so much you know isn't satisfying, if you're wondering where your problems come from, that's where your problems come from. Like, so where do my problems come from?
From
accepting too little. Now that should be inspiring to us to think that Spirit is asking us to be willing to have a lot more. To me, that would be like a beautiful thought. That you're saying to me that you want me to want more. Yeah, and then the Course says, yes, I want you to want more. Your problem is that you don't ask for enough.
Because we deserve.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, that's so deep.
That's so deep. Isn't that deep? And so then it goes on. Then it says, he says, so what makes littleness your strange belief that littleness can content you? Then it says, when you strive for anything in this world, when you look for anything in this world in the belief that it will bring you peace, every time you look for something in your ego, look for something in your fear, look for something in your judgment, something in your upset that you believe is going to bring you peace, he says, you're belittling yourself and blinding yourself to your glory. Mm. Every time I get up and I say, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to try to be what somebody else wants me to be, I'm belittling myself and I'm blinding myself to glory. Every time I look for anything in this world, what that mean by this world? In a false perception. Every time you look for something in a false perception that you think is going to bring you peace, you just blind yourself. He says you just belittle yourself. There is nothing you can seek for in fear. There's nothing you can seek for in fear that's going to satisfy you. You'll never be satisfied with fear. Littleness and glory are the choices open to your striving. You got two choices. Be little or to be glorious. You can be little and you can be glorious. You can choose to be little or you can choose to be glorious. You can choose to be little or you can choose to be glorious. You can choose to be little or you can choose to be glorious. You got two choices open to you. What choice?
Little
or glorious. Okay, you with me? Okay, let's keep on going. It's something about hearing the Course in Miracles together that's magical.
It's magical.
Yeah, when we share this together and I can just go through it like this, you're going to be amazed at the experiences we have together. Because we go into an altered state. Some of us in an altered state right now. Because it's so simple. It opened us up. So let's go back. Don't be satisfied with littleness, but you got to understand what it is. It's what you've been offering to yourself. You could be giving yourself something really great. You could be giving yourself something really great instead of something really little. But you're making the little stuff out of your belief that littleness can content you. So what keeps you broke is your belief that being broke can